The former emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawlvi Wahab Adam, will be buried today at the missionary cemetery in Kaswa. The funeral ceremony will take place at the state house in Accra. The acting emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawlvi Mohammed bin Sali, explains what is expected to take place today.
The funeral arrangement for Mawlvi Wahab Adam is taking place tomorrow, that is at the forecourt of the state house. We expect to convene there by 10 a.m. and there, whatever tributes are to be made, they will make the tributes, and after which we will observe the funeral prayer. And after observing the funeral prayer, we depart the forecourt of the state house for Kaswa, where we have our cemetery. And there at the cemetery, we shall bury him, Allah willing. And that will bring to an end activities pertaining to the funeral of Mawlvi Wahab Adam. Any other thing after that would be courtesy calls at the mission house, but the book of condolence will still be open for the entire, and those who still want to come to sign, they can come, and those who want to come to commemorate, can come at any time. Yes.
Are we expecting dignitaries from outside Ghana?
Yes, we are expecting quite a number of dignitaries outside Ghana. The delegation from the United States of America has already arrived. Then we are expecting another delegation from UK, and then we are expecting a delegation from Nigeria. Also from La Côte d'Ivoire, they have arrived already. And from
Ibrahim Kwati now has this write-up on Mawlvi Wahab Adam.
Mawlvi Dr. Wahab Adam was born on December 8, 1935, at Akrofom in the Adansi traditional area. He had his primary and middle school education at the Methodist Primary School at Brofuyedru from 1942 to 1948 and United Senior School from 1948 to 1952. Mawlvi Adam was a pioneer student at Tia Ahmadiyya Secondary School, Kumasi, from where he left to Pakistan to train as missionary at the Jamia Ahmadiyya Theological University in Rabwa. In Pakistan, he took a bachelor's degree in Arabic from the University of Punjab and majored in Islamic jurisprudence. On his return to Ghana, Mawlvi Wahab Adam served as missionary in Bunu Ahafo and Northern Region, and was also principal of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Missionary Training College at Saltpond from 1967 to 1970. In 1974, he was appointed missionary in charge, a position he held until his recall by his creator. At a time when the relationship among Muslim sects in Ghana was characterized by disunity and petty squabbles, Mawlvi Wahab Adam proposed the establishment of the Hilal Committee, a platform for discussing issues of common interest among Muslims. Through the Hilal Committee, the Muslim leadership was able to lobby government to recognize the contributions of Muslims and to make Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha festivals national public holidays. The General Secretary of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Ahmed Anderson, sums up the figure of Mawlvi Wahab Adam.
Yeah, he is a statesman. He is a man full of service to humanity. He is a man who believes that the human being is capable of doing anything, provided we abide by the dictates of Allah, the creator of the universe. So Mawlvi believes that every person has that potential. He was ready to serve, and he gave his life not only to Islam. His whole life was dedicated to the service of Islam and Ahmadiyya. Ever since he became the head of the mission, he has not relented in his effort to serve Ghana as a state and humanity at large. Mawlvi is that personality whose relevance goes beyond Islam and Ahmadiyya. He's one person respected by all manner of people. Beyond this country, everywhere he has been, people love him. At one time, I saw one newspaper article describing him as a white-robed missionary. And the white that he wore always was a reflection of his inner character, of what he believes in, and a great, great loss to all of us. There are so many things you can think of, but immediately what comes to mind is the way he receives people. Everybody who has any association with him, you know that once you get to Mawlvi, at least you have a coconut, and he will serve you personally. There has never been a time that anybody went to him and then you will allow somebody else to serve that person. So that's is one thing that not only me, but I believe many, many, many people who have had association with him will always remember.
His touch as an astute statesman who cut across the social, religious and political divide saw him serve as a member of the National Reconciliation Commission to help heal the wounds of the nation.
And that was a write-up on Mauvi Wahab Adam by Ibrahim Kwarten.
Oh, and they have arrived already. We are expecting some also from Liberia and Burkina Faso as well. So, I mean, there are many others who we are not aware of. We get to know that they are coming, yes, at the nick of the hour.
Okay, all right.
We're expecting quite a lot of people. Now, our supreme spiritual head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community the world over, he sent a special representative of his to the funeral.